When was the last time you went to the dentist? Relatively recently, I hope it was. When was the last time you looked at your pet's teeth or took them to, I guess, the pet dentist, which, of course, I'm assuming is a vet. And Dr. Natasha Wannan is here to clear up everything about cats and dogs and dental. Dr. Natasha, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Alex.
Now, you're not feeling 100%. We should make that clear. This isn't your normal voice, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, I'll try to do all the talk. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for coming in. What's important about pet teeth? Why do we need to worry about their teeth?
Oh, well, the teeth, it's just a key part of your overall health. Bacteria from the mouth can travel to other organs in the body and cause more serious disease. If your teeth aren't healthy, you can have dental pain, and our pets, whilst you and I are generally pretty sooky if we get a toothache and refuse to eat, our pets are actually really, really good at hiding that pain. And we usually don't notice that they're painful until their mouths are pretty, in a pretty bad way, because obviously they have to eat to survive. That's pretty crucial. So they've evolved to deal with that pain a lot better than you and I do. So, yeah, dental health, really, really important part of our pet's overall health.
You mentioned that, you know, bacteria from the mouth can get in. I know that for humans, for example, if you don't, you know, if you end up having to get root canal or something like that and there's an infection, then all kinds of bad things can happen. Is it similar with pets?
It can be. We probably see a little bit less of the severe consequences. But certainly, you know, if we've got a dog that's got really bad teeth, their liver enzymes might be elevated. They can get tooth root abscesses similar to you and I. We do see secondary complications. Rarely do we see, you know, things like sepsis secondary to teeth, but it's not unheard of and not impossible.
Okay. And so what about cats? Is teeth and I guess is looking after their teeth important there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Cats, again, similar to our dogs, they're really, really good at hiding that dental disease. But in some ways they can be trickier to identify because they're more prone to getting resorptive lesions of the roots of their teeth, which is sometimes really hard to tell just from looking at their mouth. It's not until we get them anaesthetized and can probe all of their teeth and take some dental x-rays that we can identify that dental disease.
Okay. So I know that you're from Orange Vet Hospital. I know that the OVH has a focus on dentistry during August.
Yeah.
Let's say you bring your dog in for a dental health check. What are the potential outcomes? I mean, is it that they have to go under for the dentistry to happen?
If they need a clean, yes. Obviously, we can look externally at the teeth when they come in to have a dental check. But we can't, and you know, we can check for gingivitis, so reddening and inflammation of the gums. We can look and see how much, you know, tartar calculus and discoloration they've got on the teeth. But to fix those problems up, yes, they do need to have a general anaesthetic where we clean up their teeth. And then in some cases, once they're fully anaesthetized and we can adequately examine those teeth, because obviously it's hard to probe and examine those teeth fully when they're awake. Yeah. You know, sometimes those mouths clean up really well and the teeth are all good. And sometimes we actually examine them with the probe and we actually discover that there is a whole lot of teeth that need to be removed that we didn't, you know, necessarily realize on that external exam. So that general anaesthetic, even just to clean those teeth, can be a really useful diagnostic tool in its own right.
Mm. Do you give them fillings? Like, do they get holes and they get fillings?
That's a really good question. We do not do that, no. That's probably something that specialists might look into. I don't know
you're
enough
not sure
about that.
But there's specialists for dog, like, for dentistry.
There are specialty, because the short
that's
answer is yes.
So
I don't know what their skill set, their skill set.
But it's out
like
of your realm. It's out of the vet's realm. Okay.
Yeah. For us, if we're, you know, probing a spot, where, you know, the probe can go in, you know, into the pulp of that tooth, we're removing that tooth.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's our, yeah.
And also with cats, is it a similar, because obviously dogs might be a little bit easier to see. But with cats, can you check their teeth without having to put them under?
Look, you can look externally. The tricky part is that sometimes, so cats are probably more prone to gingivitis.
Okay.
They tend to have more, yeah, more issues with that sort of inflammation. Mm. And with that, we don't really know why cats are more prone to getting like resorptive lesions.
That
of
was
their
my
root.
Next question. So,
it's,
yep.
it's one of those things. It's linked with some of the viruses. So, feline leukemia virus and feline AIDS, but we don't really know what the specific triggers are for them to resorb their roots. So sometimes you can look at their mouth and be suspicious that there's an oral resorptive lesion there.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you don't know until you can probe that tooth under an anaesthetic.
Sure. Okay.
And the other big thing is x-raying their teeth, because sometimes you can look externally and the mouth looks fine and then you x-ray and go, oh, they're actually, there's no root there.
Oh, okay.
Because they've resorbed it.
So obviously important. I mean, I think with your general checks, right, when you go in to take your pets in for anything else, usually you guys check the teeth anyway and give advice. Yeah. Is that generally?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So as part of your routine vaccination, the teeth will always be looked at.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, we'll discuss what we think the best next steps are at that point too.
All right. Natasha, I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
No worries.
Good on you. Dr. Natasha Wannan there from the Orange Vet Hospital, and you're listening in to ABC Central West and Western Plains.